The hearing was made more bizarre by Mr. Bezos, Mr. Cook, Mr. Pichai, and Mr. Zuckerberg dialing in remotely using Cisco's WebEx video conferencing service. Lawmakers, who mostly appeared in person wearing masks at a House hearing room, faced empty chairs and a jumbo screen with the faces of the executives, who looked soberly into their cameras. Lawmakers nonetheless drilled down on key moments when the companies had gained power or allegedly squeezed consumers, competitors, and small businesses. They directed most of their questions to Mr. Zuckerberg and Mr. Pichai, then to Mr. Bezos, according to a tally by the New York Times. Mr. Cook was asked the fewest questions. The tone of the hearing was set with Mr. Cicilline's very first question directed at Mr. Pichai. Quote, why does Google steal content from honest businesses? Unquote. Mr. Pichai replied, and we quote, Mr. Chairman, with respect, I disagree with that characterization. Unquote. Mr. Zuckerberg was asked about Facebook emails where executives discussed the company's 2012 acquisition of Instagram as a possible strategy to take out a nascent competitor. Mr. Zuckerberg said that, in fact, Instagram's success had never been guaranteed and was the result of Facebook's investment in the product. When lawmakers asked Mr. Bezos if Amazon had bullied small merchants, he said that it was, quote, not how we operate the business, unquote, before being confronted by an audio recording of a bookseller begging him directly for relief. In response to questions about whether Apple favored some app developers over others, Mr. Cook said there were, quote, open and transparent rules that applied evenly to everyone, unquote. David Heinmeier Hansen, the co-founder of Basecamp, a project management company that has battled with both Google and Apple over their market power, said the hearing would be irrelevant if the government did not act to rein in the tech giants. Quote, what we ultimately need is relief. We don't just need a historic moment. We need this to lead to legislation and regulation and enforcement, unquote, he said. But Mr. Heinemeier Hansen added, and we quote, thankfully, I've never been more optimistic for that than I am right now, unquote.